With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens was back with a jam-packed agenda in the first meeting after summer. Council meets just once a month during July and August and have now returned to their regular twice-monthly schedule. Council heard from the public to start the meeting. A question was raised whether water utility customers would receive a refund from the municipality, considering they haven't had drinkable water in over a month since the treatment station was struck by lightning. Mayor Norman says the Region of Queens won't be providing a refund as the utility is its own legal entity and rates are set by the Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board. Next, Council awarded the South Shore Multicultural Association $3,000 from the Community Investment Fund to assist with National Day of Truth and Reconciliation events being held at the Hanks New Museum at the end of the month. Council then heard from finance staff, who reported the municipality had a $1.6 million operating surplus last year. Mayor Norman says the surplus can be attributed to a number of factors, including $1.2 million in unexpected income from deed transfer tax and investment returns, as well as $400,000 that went unspent on staff positions the region has been unable to fill. Two contracts were then awarded following request for proposals involving an evaluation of the region's information technology systems, as well as a staff and council compensation review. Mayor Norman says it's been many years since either was properly assessed, and the municipality needs to know which IT systems work and why. The compensation review will be undertaken to determine if staff and council pay are in line with what other municipalities and the private sector are offering. Council went on to discuss Queens County Rails to Trails and the Queens County ATV Association's request to redesignate the trail corridor from West Street behind the Municipal Offices building to Silver Rock Road to multi-use. Currently, that trail only permits pedestrians, and the organizations would like it open for off-highway vehicles and bicycles. The Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities will be hosting their fall convention, and Region of Queens decided to send 5 members of council. Finally, the region will be applying for intervener status at an upcoming hearing at the Nova Scotia Aquaculture Board regarding a site expansion at the salmon farm in Liverpool Bay. The next council meeting will be held September 26th in council chambers beginning at 6 p.m. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.